that's how we actually learned the tune.
Then may God forgive us.
Yeah, okay.
If I called you a coward, would you change your tune? If I told you he's coming, he's coming real soon. Listen to the Apocalypse every Friday at 2. We'll tell you stories from the past. Tell you stories that are true about Jesus and how he's coming for you, about vengeance. Will you change your tune? If I called you a coward, would you come through for Jesus? For Jesus, we will grant you salvation on Radio Free,
on Radio Free,
Radio Free, Radio Free Brooklyn,
Brooklyn,
on Radio Free.
On Radio Free, Radio Free, Radio Free, Radio Free Brooklyn.
Shut the fuck up.
That was so bad.
But also perfect. Right, I think that was actually perfect. That totally suits the mood of the entire production.
Right. Well, it was all right for like 10 minutes.
Oh, you're wearing your headphones anyways. Great.
Reverend, you turn my microphone up right the fuck now.
I'm sorry, Jad.
Let's all right, whatever. Hey, everyone. Not that you get to hear me.
Hey, guys.
My name is Jad Slaman. I fear nothing, and I am a co-host of the ApocalyCast.
I think we should just start with the recap.
What even happened last time? I remember it was good. There was, like, terrorism and anti-Semitism, and, like, there was a lot of, like, dead
fake
necrophilia. There was a lot of necrophilia.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you mean the fake? We had Jad. We had like the
all
real
I
Johnny B. Roll.
Kristen confessing her necrophilia
previously on the Apocalypse.
She's busy. She's busy in a cemetery. I don't know what she's doing, but you know,
she's having some good times
she's
in the cemetery.
Sex with the dead.
Oh, I get a busy in a cemetery.
Yeah.
Getting busy, if you know what I'm talking about, with her dick.
Listen, I think it's just a phase. You know, it'll pass.
If she were here, she would.
Oh,
tell
she's
us.
Been
you
corpse fucking for decades.
People.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Once you pick up,
she likes them unconscious. Yeah.
So previously
dead.
On the
eat
podcast,
the mic, Johnny B-roll.
What happened previously on the podcast? Oh, Robert Mueller. What was the last episode? What were we talking about in the last episode?
I don't remember.
Dude, I wasn't here.
Patrick, you know you can't ask that question.
I literally came up with everything.
It was at Osama bin Reagan's apartment.
Yeah.
You know the Apocalypse is actually like Groundhog Day? Like, it just keeps happening over and over again.
There's only one true Apocalypse.
Well, okay. Well, we were gonna reenact this week, you know, in the news.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. But, Dad, I don't want to go to jail. What the fuck, man?
Son, I officially disavow you. I have no idea who you are.
Oh, but Dad, you said that you love me and shit.
Listen,
I never said I loved you.
I didn't really raise you. You
That's not a good Melania. You gotta do better Melania than that.
Oh, okay.
I never
said I love you.
You were raised by nannies, son. Okay, I have no emotional connection to you. I brought you on the campaign just so you felt you would have something to do so you would shut the fuck up. And now you've said too much, okay?
But Dad!
Ew.
But I had such a good time fishing with you and hunting with you, hunting for big game, big cats. And then we went out, we shot them giant kitties, and then we cut them up to pieces, and then we fucked the bloody pieces.
Son.
But I had such a good time fishing with you, and then you were like, son, do you want to collude with Russia? And I was like, oh, please. I was like, it'll be such a good time. I'm sure that this won't affect your grandchildren
or cause them, their lives to be more painful. Very high heels.
Son, I have there's something you need to know. But son, there's something you need to know.
I don't smile a lot.
Do you remember when you killed that big cat? You didn't actually kill that big cat. That was somebody who I hired to shoot it for you at the same time, so that you would shut the fuck up.
But Dad, I used to have.
Can we pause for a second? Can we pause?
Nope.
Yes, absolutely. That is the worst Donald Trump impression I've ever heard. You can do better than that. Let's go.
There's no pause.
Let's go. No, I had to take a timeout for that. Come on.
We can do a timeout, but we can't pause. All right. Okay. Hey, what the fuck, guys? I'm Donald Trump. Whoa. Son.
I'm pretty sure that's a drunk Bernie Sanders.
I don't care about you at all. Yeah, that's Bernie Sanders. I can only do Bernie Sanders.
I thought that was Christopher Walken.
Just do a shitty New York accent. You can do it.
Trump is a hard impression to do.
Get him out of here.
Son.
Get him out of here.
Whatever.
Son, when we went on the vacation, you remember the vacation. It was a great vacation. And when we went out on the range. We had the guns. They were pretty big guns. Mine was bigger than yours. Of course, you know, we didn't exactly measure them, but you know, everyone knew. Everybody knew. They talked to me about it. And you killed that cat. It wasn't that big. You said it was that big. We all kind of went along with it. You know, I mean, we said, they all said, I said it was a pretty big cat. It was a cat, okay?
But Dad, I want to have a big dick.
Well, son, I mean, listen, you know, the truth is you got my dick.
Which is impressive.
Don't listen to her. Listen, okay, she doesn't know anything. Okay, so
it's like microscopic.
Shopping online.
Listen,
listen.
As I've always said about your mom doesn't know anything. Okay, so
I'm not his mother.
Okay. All these little details. You're
not my mom.
You tell someone too many details, and
you are an abortion gone wrong.
Oh, but Mom, you're not my mom. I don't want to go to
God.
We all had such a good time colluding with Russia, just colluding and shooting guns.
And I'm not really your dad either.
Donald, step away from me, please.
Oh, my family doesn't even love me anymore.
Junior, none of this is real.
We had such a good time killing all those beautiful animals and cutting them up into pieces. I wanted my penis to be bigger. But it was so small my entire life.
Like father, like son.
I was like, do you like it? And listen, every woman I ever met was like, no, I don't like it.
You're not my son.
We don't like it.
You're not my son. I don't know who you are. The nannies say you're my son.
I never liked it, Donald. Never.
I never believed it. I never believed it myself.
Donald, stop breathing on me, please. It's making me uncomfortable.
I used to feel like I had a huge dick, but then I didn't.
My ears are killing me.
Yeah, because you're screaming into the mics. That's why.
No, Pat, you're screaming.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. I turned up your mic so that you'd understand the pain that you were causing everyone else.
It's clipping.
Okay. Well, then don't.
All right, that was good while it lasted, guys.
Oh, why? My dick. Oh. But, Dad, the colluding with Russia was the best. We got so much fun out of it. They were like, oh, the colludy bingo. Oh, and they were juggling, and they were dancing around with ballerinas, and there was piss everywhere. Oh, Dad, oh, the times we had in Russia. Oh, the joy of collusion, Dad. Why? Why are you selling me out? Why are you making me testify for 8 hours in front of the fucking Senate committee and perjure myself? And you know what they do to you? Do you know what they do to perjurers in this land?
I don't know, and I don't intend to find out. I mean, like, you're going to find out. You're going to tell me. I'm sure it's going to be really bad, but I'm not going to find out.
They feed him to squid,
Dad.
At
the end of it all, I have plausible deniability. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Ma, see, this not is my called, mom.
I'm
you're not my
your
mom.
Son, this is called taking a hit. This is the reason why I have a son, okay? So,
all right,
you know.
Well, you're the housebreaker that stole my mom. And you're going to be thrown to the squid with me. And my wife. Oh, and Kush is going down also. Dad, I'm so sorry. No, Jesus, why?
Fuck. Were you gonna call his brother-in-law Kushner?
The colluding was so good.
Oh, it was so good, wasn't it, son? It was the best.
We had a good time colluding.
We had a great time colluding.
Oh, we're just like Bonnie and Clyde,
except
that
we're father and son. And they can punish you, and they can't punish me, and that's the way. And that's the way it goes sometimes.
I'm Ivanka now.
Poof.
Everybody knows.
It's the one that he really wants.
Oh, man. The one that I want.
Why can't more of my kids be like Ivanka? Ivanka. Jesus.
No screeching into the mics.
Sorry.
Like a bunch of howlers.
I think you should let people's voices do what they're supposed to do and modulate the microphones accordingly.
Really, Chad, I think you should go fuck yourself. I'm turning your mic down just because you said that.
This is an apocalypse.
Apocalypse. We were just reminiscing. Let's reminisce.
About what?
About last week.
I wasn't here. I don't like this.
Well, no. Just the last week in the news about how, you know, when I was a little kid, my family used to show me, they're like, this is the slipper that Marie Antoinette wore when she was beheaded and then fucked by sheep.
The sheep part was pretty good.
Yeah.
Was this about Julie Daubigny or La Maupin?
What's that?
She was the swordswoman opera singer who she rescued her girlfriend who got thrown into the nunnery by stealing a dead body and then hiding it in the girl's bed. Then burning down the whole, like, running off with her.
That's a cool story, but we were reminiscing about the news.
Wait, this is the news. This is the news from last week.
This is the news from last century.
No, she ran away with her new love. She stole the body of a dead nun. She placed it in the bed of her lover. She set the room on fire.
Is this recent?
Yeah. Their affair lasted, like, 3 months before the young woman returned to her family.
But this is from, like, the 1800s.
She was charged with kidnapping, body snatching, arson, and failing to...
But we here at the Apocalypse are ambiguous on body snatching, you know?
It was death by fire.
What the fuck are you guys talking about?
I don't know. I've lost the plot.
Yeah, you just...
Let's reminisce about the news. The news.
There was a woman. There was a 7-year-old woman that made ricin to harm herself, and she tested it on her neighbors.
Oh, wow.
She wanted to make sure that
it worked before she ingested the ricin.
Wow, that's dark.
For herself. I mean, if you want... I don't think so. I think she was arrested.
Oh, so she actually didn't even manage to
No,
herself?
She got caught because ricin is usually a substance that people are like, that's curious. Why is that in my house?
Well, we all love rice. What's wrong with it? Yeah, it's delicious. It's the fucking San Francisco treat.
It's what you put the rice in.
Yeah. It's like you put the rice in. Honey, did you put the rice in?
Once it's overcooked, it's incredibly dangerous.
Yeah.
That's true. Overcooked rice, nobody likes that. You know.
Guys, what else happened this week?
Well, there was that funeral home where they incinerated their own director. Did you hear about that?
No.
Oh, yeah. No. So I guess like the dude that owned the funeral home fell asleep.
Oh.
The dude that owned the funeral home like fell asleep on like some slab where like
he was masturbating in the coffin, right?
And then,
he was masturbating. Of course he was masturbating in there.
Well, I mean, that's what the mainstream media isn't going to tell you is that he was masturbating.
Of course. You know, of course.
And he passed out. And then someone mistook him for a corpse, put him in the crematorium, and hit the button. And they said they could hear him screaming for 15 seconds.
You know what's almost as horrifying as that? Maybe potentially actually much more horrifying than that. A pedophile is probably going to be elected to the U.S. Senate.
And probably going to use his office to molest more kids.
No, guys, we've been excited about this, though, because Alabama's going to be like the new Jerusalem for pedophiles. Like, it's going to draw pedophiles from all over the planet.
I mean...
Just come into Alabama. Come to Alabama. You can fuck a teenager.
Yeah,
Jesus and Mary.
It's just it's like not, how Jesus fucked all those teenagers and then screwed them over
afterwards. Oh, right. Mary and Joseph.
This isn't an Ivanka Trump circumstance.
And Christians have been warning us... Christians have been warning us for decades that if we accept gay marriage, then we'll be accepting pedophilia. And you know what? I guess we've made our bed. Now we're going to lie in it.
That's true. Listen, guys, we have to ask Ivanka... not Ivanka, Melania Trump, what she thinks since we have her here. What do you think about the pedophiles in the Senate? Oh, I do not like
pedophiles are bad, but I don't really know. My husband, they say he is a pedophile, which is completely believable, but I make a lot of money, so I don't really care.
But Mom! If they elect a pedophile to the Senate, then we won't have any credibility, and I'll be sold out for all of my betrayals. Oh, God, I shouldn't have shot all those tigers.
Do you think you ever had credibility?
Oh, God, my credibility was all over. I used to rub it on my nude body.
Listen, I don't know who this kid is. I mean, he says he's my son, but you can't believe anything you hear in the news, so, you know.
It's all fake.
Dad! Yeah. How could you abandon me like this?
I don't know.
And you're going to abandon the Kush man? He was like a son to you. And his wife, your daughter, Ivanka, she's like almost like a daughter to you, too.
Yeah, but you know, he's fucking his daughter, and so he's kind
of
jealous.
Dad, and on top of it, Dad, you're porking her? You're porking her, and you're going to sell her up the river. You're going to sell... Most dictators got away with their shit and didn't get their families involved. You know?
I take a lot of anti-anxiety medication.
Idi Amin's kids are sitting pretty. Why is it that the Trump kids all have to suffer?
Because I'm a fucking idiot. I mean...
Dad!
Because I surrounded myself with the dumbest motherfuckers in the world. My family.
Why did you trust us? Trusting us is what's going to get us all thrown into jail. And your grandchildren will grow up without parents.
No. It's the dumbest mistake I ever made.
Oh, imagine that. It's rare that a man's children and grandchildren suffer for his mistakes, but in this case, they definitely will. Their children, their childhoods will be destroyed.
I do.
Their credibility will be cursed for generations.
I think
your God.
Biggest mistake was getting into Manhattan real estate. That was your first mistake.
It's so hard to see poor people through these $800 sunglasses.
I should have stayed in the steak business.
Mom!
I should have stayed in the frozen shopper image steak business. That was pretty good.
This real estate stuff, this politics stuff is so complicated.
Poor people. Hello. Aren't you adorable?
I don't want to collude with Russia anymore, man. It's not fun. They were asking me questions about me, myself.
What about those steam baths? Come on, son. You like the steam baths.
Yeah, but you were colluding.
You
asked
the
me
steam
to
baths?
Collude.
And you like the hot tub? And you love getting out of the hot tub and jumping in the snow? Come on, kid.
Yeah, but then afterwards you tricked me into colluding. After I came out of the steam tub and I jumped into the cold snow, and then you
and
were
then
like,
"And then I
Dad.
Rushed over to you and I was like, hey,
and you
son.
Were like, touch. This is Oleg. Touch his hand.
Like, wait, that's his penis.
And I said, now, son, you know what you got to do. You got to go to that meeting with those Russian lawyers.
Dad, how did we get? How are we so stupid to collude publicly?
Because they're the only people that give us money.
Oh, God.
I mean, what else are we supposed to do? We gotta have money. You gotta have money to be in business, okay? I wrote the book on it, okay? I'm the one
yes,
who knows.
Yes, we can find new line of credit for you, but only if you sign up from Paris into the
Boris. Hey, Boris, how about you speaking to
yeah,
my...
Yeah, sure, I'll sign whatever you want. Sign whatever you want.
My face hurts from this smile. I can't stop.
Darling, drink some vodka. It will make you feel better.
It will make you relax. But
man,
but
nothing,
Dad,
I like better than white Russians.
But I don't want to go to jail. I didn't want to collude with anybody.
Well,
I'm so sorry.
You mean I don't want to go to jail? See, I don't want to go to jail, so I won't. But you're gonna go to jail.
He's
but
then bad. Go but, to jail.
Your but then Ivanka will be without her husband.
Oh no! Yeah, I'll make sure that you and Ivanka and Jared are all in the same cell.
You guys realize
and you'll be like one big happy family.
I'm Kaiser Sozeing this whole thing, right? In the end, Melania will be standing triumphant.
Last woman standing.
Yeah, you get. Yeah,
are
you see,
kidding me?
Melania gets a book deal.
With the Trump money.
Melania gets a book deal. Melania gets Melania
gets the brains behind
the
throne,
actually. Story?
Could you imagine putting up with all those insufferable bitches for like however many years it's been? Like, I don't know. That's almost like fair play.
You know what happened to Lena Dunham, right?
What?
Did she get pecked to death?
Death sentence.
Yeah.
It was really
on
fucked
Twitter,
up.
She got pecked to death on Twitter.
Yep. She said some shit. She was like talking about poor people. She was like, fuck the poor. She was like, I piss in their mouths. She was like, let them eat the
Did
crust off my
that?
Pus. Yeah, she was like, I hate the poor. And people were like, wow, that's a
Who
little...
Who said that?
Lena Dunham.
Really? And,
yep,
are you sure?
Yeah, she was like, fuck poor people. I hate,
are you
I,
making
just
fun
repulsive.
Are you making that up?
No. And then
Wait,
they
I'm
were
Googling
like...
This. I
they were like, you... They were like, she shall be tried by the High Council of Twitter.
She shall be hung by the
Googling
nipples until dead.
Lena Dunham, poor people, and seeing if anything comes up. And if not, I say this is fake news.
There was also that incident where she tried to assassinate the King of England by,
oh, that's true, yeah,
by detonating a bomb on the floor beneath him.
Beneath Parliament.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Lena Dunham didn't do that. That's true. Everybody, yeah. People say that, like, she's the voice
of a generation. Yeah,
hey, guys, we should just do an entire podcast on Lena Dunham.
She's an enemy of the state.
Like, this woman is being, like, just reamed by everyone.
Jesus. I know. But she did try to kill the Prime Minister and King of England.
Yeah, she thinks that just because, like, Laurie Simmons is her mom, she could just do whatever she wants.
And she thought that everyone would revolt in favor of, like, Cromwellian forces
in
England.
Just to be fair, there are literally countless men who are more obnoxious than Lena Dunham, and they don't get a fraction of as much shit as she
Hey,
does.
Listen, we're saying that she shouldn't have been executed, all right?
We're on the same side. Intolerable, but like
tons of men would do what they do, and would do what she does, and their balls are never lashed. They're never
over hot coals. Well, probably.
Let's talk about that. It was like that guy from The White Stripes, like when he took a dump in public. Dude, he was like, I fucked your mom.
Yeah, nobody got mad about that. Yeah.
If I had a dollar for every stupid fucking thing some guy says on the internet that like nobody comments on or they completely get away with.
Didn't that happen with the Coney guy in 2013?
He was nude.
I mean, imagine
like
if,
how many. Sorry, but like how many men have defended sexual predators since the Weinstein story broke? How many men have made excuses? How many men have done, you know, who have said ignorant, stupid shit about this? You know, and Lena Dunham says something similar,
nailed her to a fucking cross for it.
But all the men, it's like, oh well, okay, he just defended a rapist. Boys will be boys.
Yeah, I know. Well, I mean, imagine if Lena Dunham tried to get American volunteers to like go to Africa, you know, to like save the invisible children. She would have gotten nailed for that.
It's true.
You know,
it's true. But when Jack White tried,
I'm not saying I don't find her annoying. I'm just saying that it's inequal.
But it's true. It's true because when Jack White's a powerful man in the music industry, right? Mm-hmm. And when he went to that kindergarten and started exposing himself to all
Stop,
of the kindergartens and then throwing shit at everyone and saying I'm fucking
Guys,
all your mom
yeah, and he just walked I mean nobody took him to task over that
shit. Everyone's
like boys will be boys
us,
yeah.
People are like what an artist
yeah. You realize that you don't expose yourself to children is satire.
Jack White does do that, it's true.
This is how lawsuits happen, Pat.
He actually has a job as a bus driver so he can get as close
so that he can fuck more children so that Jack White from the White Stripes.
Wait, how many times have we talked about Jad molesting children?
Jad, our co-host, has our a penchant co-host. For sex with underage children.
You shouldn't do that, just by the way. I mean, to make a statement.
As a general rule.
No, yeah, you shouldn't. We agree with it.
I'm just a big G.G. Allen fan.
Unless you want to run for Alabama really Senate, and then you should go
the
right
new
ahead.
Jerusalem for pedophiles.
Yeah, exactly. I'm moving to Alabama.
Anyways, what were we talking about?
Living to Alabama, Israel. Where I don't have to put up with Israel. All you globalist cucks.
We're talking about something else.
The flipping of the Flynn.
Oh yeah,
the flipping of the Flynn. Oh yeah, that's a good one.
Is that like
that's a good one?
That's like the cup flip challenge. Like you have to keep.
The water bottle.
Yeah.
You have to like.
Can
keep
anybody?
Throwing.
I don't know what Mike Flynn. I
yeah, except you actually. The way that you do it is by holding like the little water bottle like over a garbage disposal and saying, you better land.
You kept throwing lawsuits and grand jury subpoenas until you
guys,
get the
what were we talking about?
Hey, I'll show you my subpoenas.
There's
yeah,
one under
Michael.
Oh, we're talking about how somebody shows them your penis. It was something about how somebody exposes their penis because of something.
Michael.
Oh yeah, it was about Jack White. Yeah, so it's true. Lena Dunham really was like mistreated because Jack White was just able to expose himself to several kindergartners and then throw his feces everywhere and then see like, and then he was like, "I'm fucking all of your moms. What are you gonna do about it, huh?"
And of course, are
you gonna go up on stage and strap a guitar on and like go mano a mano with me? No, fuck you.
Why?
And of course, everybody on Reddit was like, "Listen, let's separate
like, what
art
an artist,
from artists." Okay,
you know, yeah.
And then all Lena Dunham did was call for the reinstatement of the caliphate and they nailed her to a fucking tree.
They did. They crucified her.
And then they were like, make her
but
grow
her problem
balls
is
so
she
that
keeps
we can
apologizing,
last.
But like she keeps like saying dumb shit and then apologizing and like
actually we have a little bit of audio from that.
She's not a great speaker.
No, you know what, but I kind of relate because I have like impulse control and that's really bad on social media.
That causes you to go on the
podcast. So I say dumb shit and then freak out about it like pretty frequently.
But I think that must be a hard
thing
for creators
in
generally.
I've gotten better about it.
Yeah.
Oh, I've gotten better too.
Not really.
But like not posting pictures of your shit on the internet.
He didn't do that.
Well, there's a lot probably, well...
He's come so close to showing me his shit.
But never mind, Dick.
Patrick has sent me pictures of his poop on at least two occasions.
Yeah, he sent me pictures too.
Yeah, well, Jed, I might.
The allegations are mounting, Patrick. Save yourself.
You've seen my dick, Jed.
I think you should resign.
Resign from the Apocalypse right now.
We need a
social
never,
Patrick.
Never.
I've been violated by your shit.
Listen, I shit on all my interns. It's in the contract, okay?
Yeah, boys will be boys.
Yep.
It's in both contracts, but it only applies to the women.
It's literally seared into my brain now. Your shit. Just.
It was in the shape of a cross.
When did I show you my shit? Oh, last night.
last night
I showed you.
Dude, it's not that it wouldn't be the first time last night either.
I literally showed you a picture.
If only that was the first time I've seen your shit, dude.
I'm normally a very intellectually curious person.
I'm about to laugh, you know, like eternal sunshine of the spotless mind.
Like someone needs to eternal sunshine of the spotless
that
mind.
That is
me.
So funny. That is hilarious.
Eye bleach.
Yeah.
Eye bleach.
When was the last time?
Oh, right.
No, literally, yeah, like you say, like for our readers, I mean for our listeners.
So let's.
He's not Joe Biden transcribing the apocalypse.
Let's finish up on Flynn, and we got to move on to Dunham.
Listeners, Dunham. He's totally serious. I did see his shit last night. That's not a joke.
It's true. I did show her my feces. I did. I literally did.
All 12 bowel movements.
I'll never recover.
All right, guys. So then, when Lena Dunham was dragged out. In front of like everybody.
Are we still
everybody,
on Lena Dunham?
Yep, everybody in Bedford Avenue, they just dragged her out nude into the streets, you know? And they were like, you shouldn't have told poor people to go fuck themselves. You shouldn't have told them to eat the crust off of your fucking pus.
Williamsburg actually...
You said that you were the voice of a generation.
A feminist icon.
Yeah, a feminist icon. But unlike Jack Black, who murdered children, you insulted the poor. And you're a woman.
Therefore,
may the lashings begin.
Everybody gets out their phone and tweets at her.
Who's
going to
be Lena Dunham? Who's going to be? Yeah. Each tweet is a lash.
Oh my god!
What?
What?
Tweet? Actually, we can do the tweet noise.
I don't know.
Oh yeah. Oh. Okay, ready? Who's Lena?
Oh my god! It hurts.
Okay.
Oh god! They're anally penetrating me. With their beaks, why won't they stop pecking me? Oh my god. Something awkward.
Keep it down. You guys are screeching the mics out. You guys are screeching the mics out.
I'm feeling really awkward right now, you guys, and it really hurts.
Oh god, Lena.
She's now being pushed off the cliff.
Has it come to this?
Oh my god.
Oh, and then the Reverend comes up to give her a benediction. Listen, Lena. I'm gonna give you a glass of water and the light of the Lord. And the light of the Lord. And then we're going to throw you off this cliff.
Oh my god, no.
I'm sorry. It wasn't my judgment. It was the judgment of the
gods. I'm really sorry. I apologize, everyone.
Stop, guys.
I apologize for everything.
You apologize.
Your apology is not accepted. Throw her off the cliff. Oh boy. All right, well, now let's move on to Robert Flynn. I was busy doing some other
Robert
shit anyways.
Robert Flynn?
Robert Mueller and Mike Flynn.
If they had a baby.
Have you guys learned how to keep your voices down on the mics?
I actually think they might be having an affair.
Who?
Robert Mueller and Mike Flynn.
They're not?
Are you sure?
I think the rumor is
what about Michael Flynn did walk into a room wearing only a wire.
I think that's why he flipped. He honeypotted
well,
him.
Well, no, actually, think, guys,
who,
no, no, no.
Who do you guys think Melania fucks?
No one.
Money.
There's she's a, yep, yeah, like, she's oh, money.
Money.
Yeah,
she's
like,
ah,
oh, the money.
Sure.
But you know how they flip Flynn?
Because it's not him. She doesn't fuck her husband.
Do you guys know? She fucks money. She's like, oh, money, fuck me harder. Do you know how they fuck, how they flip Flynn?
She's had so much work done, she might not be able to feel, like, anything below the waist.
Okay, do you know how?
What?
Do you guys know how they flip Flynn? Ask me.
They honeypotted
him. How do they
him?
Flip Flynn?
No.
How?
I thought that too for a while. Sarah, you want to weigh in?
I would just go with a straight fingernail job.
No.
Did they try to get him to stand on a boogie board? And
Jad?
You just like...
That's close. Jad, you almost had it.
Okay.
Very similar to the boogie board.
I bet they got him to flip by threatening him with a lot of jail time.
You're almost right.
What? What was the answer?
Did they threaten his balls with a lot of jail
No,
time?
They didn't do that either.
Just by themselves.
No, they literally put him in a machine and they flipped him over. And they're like, we're going to leave you upside down until you work for us. And he was like, what? This is ridiculous. He's like, I can't live upside down. They're like, well, you've been flipped.
They didn't do the what if machine and like show them the potential futures of not doing it.
What's that?
The what if machine? You ask the machine a question and it tells you what would happen if you...
Does that exist?
It does.
No.
It's Area 51. It exists, I promise you.
Oh,
and if the listeners don't believe it,
no,
they will be
murdered. No, I absolutely believe the Area 51 exists.
Bullshit. You don't believe that? Are you stupid?
Well, I believe places like that exist where they fuck around like that.
Yeah, the government has acknowledged that Area 51 exists.
Yeah, they have.
It's where they test stealth aircraft.
Yeah, actually, dude, I completely stand by that.
It's not where they bone aliens.
You don't know that.
Yes, I do. It's where they test stealth aircraft. It's also where they test enemy aircraft.
Dude,
it's where they test. Yes, it's where they test foreign aircraft.
There's
in opposition
a lot of
combat.
Evidence.
There's a lot
I'm
of
not
shit that,
getting into like this whole UFO thing.
There's no evidence.
There's
Bullshit.
Plenty of evidence.
Nope. You're
there
crazy.
Is. Ask Jimmy Carter.
That's how they float.
No, Jimmy Carter's insane. And Jimmy Carter is a bean farmer. He was out in the bean fields. He was just like, what? What's all these lats? He's like, what the fuck? Well, oh, no, peanut farmer. He's out in the peanut fields.
All
he's
I'm
like,
saying,
oh, God, what the... Oh, them shining lights.
Sounds like somebody's been eating too many peanuts.
Oh, you've been eating too many peanuts.
All I'm
that
saying,
peanut glow in the sky.
All I'm saying is that if aliens exist, I really, really hope they'll make a stop in Brooklyn and pick me up before this place goes
no,
by.
No, they won't. They'll
we know that aliens exist. Why do you think we're fighting ISIS in space?
Yeah, they just want to fuck our stomachs and lay eggs in them. That's
Here's
it.
Zardoff. I mean, like, we've been off this.
I'm thinking I can get a ride on something out of here. What do you think, Stargate?
No.
The Enterprise. Obviously.
Nope. Nope.
Make it
we
so.
All just have
Engage.
To stay.
You get yourself a portal gun.
Ooh. Oh God, I would love one of those. Although I think somebody
round,
already
so
used one
so
and
far.
Like completely opened a portal to hell. I mean, we're in agreement on this, right?
Yeah. I mean,
one,
I think everybody that could go to the universe where Trump didn't get elected has already gone there. I mean, it's been totally blown up, picked over.
There's only about 12 people,
That alternate dimension seems really like, oh my, can you imagine what life would be like?
Yeah, but it's already all gentrified.
Hillary
I mean,
would
there's
be president.
Way too many people moving in there. You know, there's coffee shops. There's fucking like bars that look like the inside of refrigerators.
Gay people frolic in the streets.
It's so over. It's,
and there,
you know,
and there's no brown people there.
Everybody has health care.
Yeah,
they all got left.
How under Hillary? Wait, what am I talking about? No way. Can we talk about what would happen if Bernie got elected? Can we talk about the utopia we would be living in?
No, we don't want to talk about that.
Why?
Because then the scorpions would come for him also.
I mean, the Republicans would still control the majority of Congress.
No, but I think there'd be more neo-Nazis in that world, actually.
You
so
think?
Listen.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, more neo-Nazis for sure. Because then they'd feel that they'd be more desperate.
Absolutely not. I disagree
so,
with
listen,
that.
If that's true, then there wouldn't have been a change from Obama to Trump.
I mean,
to increase the amount of, if anything, Obama to Bernie would be like a less.
I'm telling you, they would be giving out hugs on every street corner.
Hey guys, we should I wish you'd won, but we should introduce ourselves. Hi, I'm Pat. I'm the host
like
of the Apocalypse Cast.
My name is Jad Slayman.
No, like the government would be giving out hugs, you know. Like,
hey, we're doing introductions, everybody.
That would cost about like $1 billion.
Almost as good as like a flu shot.
Guys, we're doing introductions. No, it's not as good as flu shot because a flu shot causes you to become
a
pedophile.
Startup? That would be a great startup.
What would?
Hugs and a flu shot.
Hugs and a flu shot.
But if
now
you have the flu, do you really want to hug someone?
Yeah, that's a terrible idea.
But now,
do you
guys,
want to show
that sounds
empathy?
Like an infection.
Good news, though.
Empathize with other people.
Good news. Instead of healthcare, now Trump voters in rural America are going to get packages with stickers that say "Merry Christmas," not "Happy Holidays," like you globalist cucks would have them say. And nobody ever got fucking healthy with the "Happy Holidays" stickers. But now, you don't need
stickers.
You don't need healthcare. We're just going to send you some fucking Christmas merch.
You don't need healthcare because we have Christmas now.
We'll send you a little fucking
a
nativity scene.
And
yeah. Oh, your kid has cancer? Here's the nativity scene.
It also comes
with thank you so much, Mr. Trump.
It does come with a prayer card, and you write in your problems and mail it in.
Yeah.
You don't write an address. You just put it in the mailbox.
And then we'll say, oh, Merry Christmas. Oh, thank Jesus.
And in all these southern states now.
Instead of healthcare. And we'll hold the card with the prayer to our head.
You take your kid in every winter. You take your kid in every winter, and instead of a vaccine, which is like paid for by like the government,
Soros.
Which is by George Soros, which is like going to give them autism, instead they get a dick up their ass.
Yeah.
From what?
From Roy Moore.
Sticker.
All right. We just have to acknowledge the fact that his solution is sticking dicks up kids' asses.
Yeah.
So basically, our national healthcare system is going to be prayer.
Roy Moore fucks your child. If your child is sick,
but there's nothing better than
prayer. It's gonna be prayer. And if you pray hard enough, maybe your child will recover.
We're gonna tie this country back.
You actually have
to not be gay.
You actually have to hold a dead dick in your hand and jerk it off until it gets hard. That's when you know you're praying hard enough.
Yeah, but Roy Moore is there for that. And Roy Moore, if your child is sick now, just Roy Moore will just bang it hard. You know, and then that's all you really need. And it'll just be healthier for the experience.
Well, listen, we talked. Isn't that how they do it in France?
It's exactly how they do it in France, yeah.
Yeah. Like, listen, we talked.
Although they have a look at your cock, right?
They just splay you from the first millisecond in France, you know?
Listen, we talked for decades about how, you know, about how accepting homosexuals would mean accepting pedophilia. And I know, you know, it feels weird, but I think that now that it's here, we should just go with it.
What, pedophilia?
Oh, God.
Yeah. I mean, you know,
who are we to judge all those coal miners down in Alabama, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I mean, this is the white working class. We need to make them happy. They say they want a pedophile.
Yeah, they love to fuck children.
You know, for all the freaking out about people screaming into the mic, you are the number one offender.
This is actually just lower. Noted. You see how it's...
Maybe your head Roy
Moore is now
too loud.
Finally, we found someone worse than Roy Moore. A true offender.
Oh, wow. That's
a serial offender.
I did put a hole in the cereal that one time and fuck it with my dick. So.
Those are the Lucky Charms.
Oh, that was very, very funny.
All right, what else?
Do you guys want to hear a depressing fact?
Yes.
What? We're only 36 minutes into the podcast.
Oh, God.
It feels like it's been hours.
That
like
is a fate. Years. That is a fate worse than death.
I wouldn't go that far. I actually am glad that I'm not dead.
It's a fate worse
but
than being
barely.
Shown Pat's shit.
I'm barely glad that I'm not dead.
Why not?
Yeah.
Because what's the point, really? You know, we might as well just leave on a high note. What, you think it's going to get better?
Yeah, right.
It's not.
You
it's
want
pretty
us
much
to
a
speak
steady,
at a higher pitch?
It's pretty much a steady,
no,
slow decline from here on out.
I'm just going to wait for a very foggy day.
Maybe not that slow.
And just leap off the Williamsburg Bridge after drinking a lot of tequila.
I feel like you might fall back down onto the bridge before you got over the bridge. You might want to cut back on the tequila.
That or I'll just get really drunk with tequila on a nice day and then we'll not kill ourselves.
That sounds
like
cool.
More
yeah,
than
all right.
30% of the people that jump off bridges wind up just breaking every bone in their body. Jesus. For hours.
There was a man in
I didn't say
Vietnam who popped out of a helicopter, fell like thousands of feet and just hit the ground, lived. You know,
that's miraculous.
It just happens.
But it's like this horrible pain.
Yeah, the human.
Did you know
the human's hard to kill? I think.
Yeah.
Do you know that cats survive falls from 3 stories, and also from above 9 stories?
That's crazy.
But their death range is between 3 and 9
that's
stories.
That's crazy.
Is that true?
Yes.
Why?
Because they reach
terminal
the
velocity.
Terminal velocity, exactly. And so they once they hit that, they relax, which can cushion the blow. But between those, they're
no,
still
really?
Increasing
speed. They also have
speed,
a cat riding. There's a special cat riding reflex that they have where they use like a
yeah, they rotate.
Crazy. So any of our Apocalypse listeners.
Oh, I know. I drop
towers,
my cats frequently.
If you throw your
just
cats.
If you
want to
like, give yourself a good time, go to the Wikipedia article and look up cat riding reflex and you will see the world's best use of 3D.
Yes, the rotation that looks like the cat.
They show two different like vectors of like motion and then put them together to make a cat and show you how like the angular momentum and the torque and stuff like works together to create this overall cat like ability to do it. It's fantastic.
Well, guys, we here at the podcast need to remember to be good to ourselves.
We are, and, after all, sophisticates.
Yeah, and, you know. You have to just groove out, and sometimes just like you know, it's not enough to just worship the Lord. Like sometimes you just have to groove out with the Lord. Like you know, take it slow, cool out.
Right, drink
know?
A martini with the Lord. Talk Let's about jazz.
Can we talk? Jazz. Can we have a caller?
Don't
come in?
Bring up the election with God.
Whatever you do,
can we have a caller come in? I feel like this is a good Delilah moment.
Delilah.
You know Delilah? Damn. She's in Northeast. I apologize. I will share with you later.
Okay. Okay. Is it like the sexy Jesuses? Because the sexy Jesus is key.
It's like Maury, but on the radio and at low tone.
Oh,
no, guys,
okay.
We really try to veer away from references to real events.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
No pop culture, no real shit.
Yep.
What? Sorry.
No, every once in a while he likes to pretend that we don't constantly make pop culture references on this show. As though we're like actually original.
I don't think this is pop culture considering that it's for
nobody,
like
literally nobody here
knows.
Sometimes the point I was trying to make before I was fucking rudely interrupted by real life is that sometimes just to accept the Lord, you gotta like let him ease into you a little. You know? Like,
yeah,
you gotta just groove out.
Like, you gotta just not be so uptight, you know?
You gotta get some lube.
Just let it happen.
You gotta get that deep sulk with the Lord, you know? Just like,
yeah.
Just twist up a little martini.
Yeah. I mean, the Lord bought you all those drinks.
Yep.
Right.
Like, there's no reason to just
let it happen,
speak
baby.
For drinks.
Turn water into wine. Imagine what I'll do to your spine.
Ooh, exactly. And then Jesus just kept touching up on you and rhyming things, and you were like, "Oh man, I don't know if this is right."
Like, it's best not to second guess these things.
I mean, you don't want to make a scene, right? Like,
well,
I know that Jesus was on a cross, but he's giving me wood.
That was terrible.
I got sexually harassed by the Lord. Got sexually harassed by the Lord. Got sexually harassed by the Lord.
We have a guitar
all day.
I feel very blasphemous right now.
On the Apocalypse cast, we are blasphemous, but we relax with it. We're fine with it.
Are you kidding me? We're not fucking blasphemous. Are you crazy?
We're giving you, like, the true version.
Yeah, we're fucking... No, we are...
No, I mean, on the Apocalypse, we deliver the true word.
We are deep into Jesus.
Jesus and deep into us.
Yep. Deep.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Balls deep.
Like, how do you think we get you all of these, like, true messages from the Lord of God, from the Word of God? He whispers them into our ear every night.
God, he doesn't just...
He doesn't just
share them with us. He also puts little notes at the end of his, you know, his dick, and then when he goes in, he leaves them for you later. That's why Pat
shows
you.
Actually,
you guys need to talk about the messages.
Wait, can we talk about the messages in Jesus' butt that they just discovered?
Yeah,
well,
the messages, right?
Oh my God, they were the ass time capsule from, like,
The messages were excluded from the Bible because they didn't fit what those dictators wanted. But everybody knows what they said.
Oh, yep, they said Jesus.
The famous Jesus Ass Notes.
Of 2017.
The Jesus Ass Notes.
They were discovered.
They were like, quickly hide these for me, Peter. And Peter was like, no, man, I can't.
Yeah.
They
He's
were
like,
discovered
where will I hide them?
Stashed
He's like, open
in
your
a
butt.
Toilet somewhere in
East
Israel.
Jerusalem.
Yeah.
Yeah, in East Jerusalem. And now that there's been this new declaration, it's feared that they'll be lost forever.
Oh, the butt diaries of Christ was like, oh, he was like, Paul. Well, actually, we might as well.
That's the real reason. That's the real reason why they've declared Jerusalem the capital of Israel is because they're after the butt diaries.
After the butt diaries, yep.
Yeah.
We don't
want that shit getting out.
It's like some Da Vinci Code shit.
We like to talk about the crucifixion.
If that shit gets into the hands of the mainstream media, Lord knows what's going to happen. Hell will break
loose.
Organized religion as we know it will crumble.
Oh, my God.
Because people don't know that as Jesus was being crucified, he was like, I'll play Jesus. He was like... Oh, he's like, Peter, please hide these notes for me. And then Peter was like,
he says, oh, Jesus, you can always trust me. I'll keep it secret. I'll keep it safe.
Peter,
I'll never let Pilate get his grubby hands on these.
Oh, man, maybe they'd be safe from my butt. What do you think?
No. If they're in your butt, then they're going to find them when they try to check you out, when they try to bury you. I have to take them. We can't let these fall into the wrong hands.
I'm going to take that into consideration. Also, let me go ask the other apostle. What's another apostle?
Judas?
Thomas? Andrew?
Yeah, oh, Thomas? Let's ask Judas. Hey, Judas.
Hey, Judas, you want to collaborate on something?
Yeah, come over here, Judas. Hey.
Hey, Judas, can you keep a secret?
Judas, can you keep a secret? Listen, Judas. I got a real bad feeling that the Romans are going to nail me to a fucking board and then pike me full of fucking holes until I bleed to death. So I would much rather that some of my writings survive. And my two options are that one, I shove them way, 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 way deep up into my asshole.
You could give
them
to me.
Oh, Mary Magdalene. Yeah, but you're a woman. I don't know. I mean, we've considered some pretty crazy things. Like, we've considered the asshole solution.
Mary Magdalene, if you take the notes, then we have to write you into the Bible, okay?
We can't do that. We've considered burning them and then hoping that, like, they'll be cross-hatched onto the sky by God. You know, but, like, teaching a woman to read, I think, is a little bit extreme.
Yeah.
You can just relegate me to, like, being a prostitute.
Yeah, we have to keep this practical.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
Now that that's sorted out, let's move on and write about God.
Yeah, sexism going forward. Okay, that's the way this has to be
adjudicated.
Yeah.
What's Jesus, so bad about being listen. A prostitute?
Nothing.
If we're
going to
start the most,
she was a much bigger
character. We here at the Apostles' Cast love prostitutes.
Sarah, at the most, if you're going to start the most sex negative religion in the world, you can't just be having prostitution be okay.
Okay, look. In all seriousness, Mary Magdalene probably played a much bigger role in Jesus' life than we know about, but because of sexism, she was relegated to a very small, very submissive prostitute role.
Listen, we can't create a church that will dominate the world if we just tell people that, like, sex is okay. All right? That's not going to work.
Jed has a good point.
Yeah.
It's not sexy. And that's why everybody has to cut their dick off.
Yeah, you're fucking with the program.
Abstinence
it's just like
is
doing
sexy.
Taxes.
So basically, let me just cap this off right now.
Yeah, sure.
Jesus,
I want
let me
be
narrator
clear.
Voice. Narrator
sure,
voice.
Sure.
And then Jesus wanted his teachings to survive, knowing that they would be twisted and turned into something else. So he puzzled over how to hide his writings and where.
And then so I shoved them up my asshole, and I just sat. Shove them.
They didn't have lube back then.
Nope.
You could maybe go get spit on by a camel, but that was the best you could do.
It was lamb's
blood. So he got some camel spit on there. That'll help.
Nope. The only way to get it in there was to shove rocks in.
You didn't have time.
To shove rocks in to make it deeper, to just shove it deeper and deeper in. And I was like, oh, I wish that I had something that was smoother than these rocks.
And the sensation of those rocks in his ass was why he forgave the thief next to him on the cross.
Yeah, he was like, oh boy. He's like, buddy,
what
you
up a little bit. You know what? You did nothing to deserve
it. Those rocks also serve the double function of making sure that he doesn't shit the notes out after he's dead.
Plot twist, guys. Judas finds out that the writings are stuffed up Jesus' ass, okay? And he tells the Romans. So Jesus' body is buried in the cave, and the Romans run to go see it to get the ass writings out.
We gotta
it's good
get
that
there.
We all and know our Jesus there, here at the Apostle Cast.
And then they get there, and there's no Jesus. He's gone. They're foiled.
There's just the smell of a fart in the air.
Yeah, exactly, but no ass writings.
Shit,
like, we smell our Lord's fart, but he's gone.
We forgot to close the tomb. We forgot to close the tomb on our way out.
Fuck!
They're gonna know we were here. They're gonna get us, man. They're on to us. They're gonna see that open tomb, and they're gonna think, holy shit, those people, those disciples came back, and they took
and they
the to
corpse.
Get the notes
Forget
out.
Forget about it.
There's only of one course. Possible conclusion you could draw from the tomb being open.
No, the Romans naturally assumed that they went back to fuck the corpse, because that's what you do in the Roman culture. Yeah. Haven't you been to Italy? Whenever somebody dies, like, oh, Pip, my grandma has died. Now we all have to fuck her corpse in order to gain her inheritance.
I know
it's horrible. It's really sad when a European dies.
I know it might be blasphemous, but are you sure that no one came in, like, moved the stone, tried to fuck the corpse, but hit the rock, and felt embarrassed, and so, like, moved Jesus' body?
Well, it's a tradition it's a tradition.
That is blasphemous. Jesus rose from the dead, ascended into heaven with his ass full of paper.
I'm not saying he didn't rise. I just think he might have been in an empty field.
It is a little horrifying, though, to think that. It's like, we all know the truth behind the Jesus story.
Second coming happens.
Well, the second coming.
The ass writings will be discovered
better than the first one. It was actually the third coming. The second coming was the guy that brought Jesus to the field. Just had to get off.
It's a little crazy though that
Joseph. Can you imagine giving a handy to Jesus, like the obligation? I hope I do good.
Joseph was like Roy Moore. You know? No, I'm serious. Joseph was like the original Roy Moore because he was like
poor Joseph.
He was
like no cock.
No, he was like it was God.
But he was.
He was like I didn't. You know?
No, I didn't.
He's
do
like,
it.
I didn't fuck this it. Child.
But
what? He was
Joseph
like, please.
Was cucked by God. When you think about it,
well, according
that's what
to
the
him.
Mormons believe. They think that God.
Yeah, that's
actually
their second. Their second book. Their second book in the Mormon book is called "Cucked by God." They sing about it in the quiet. They're like,
and then he was cucked by God. And then he was cucked by God. And then he
was cucked by God. But even being cucked by God must be a privilege. I mean, I've never been cucked by God.
It would be really shit, like to have to compete with that.
Yeah.
The inadequacy.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah. I mean, he's never gonna pop a boner again. Like, because how could it possibly compare to God's golden dick?
Well, I mean,
the
God.
That's the thing that surprised me the most about God's dick is the golden hue. You know, like I knew that the size would be impressive, but
But it's nothing
like
compared
see-through,
to
like a sunbeam.
But yeah. To be fair, it's nothing compared to
it's a shaft.
Someone's dick.
We never Jesus's dick.
No,
we never.
No. Someone a lot closer to us than Jesus, even.
Well, oh yeah,
who's closer to the Apocalypse cast than Jesus.
Oh, something that creates gravity that the moon orbits around. Yep, Tom Tenney's dick.
The Milky Way.
Who?
Tom Tenney's dick.
The
oh, wow.
owner We're and administrator there. Of Radio Free Brooklyn.
His penis is fucking huge.
Are
it's
we
like
really
a,
going
yeah,
there?
Yeah, yeah, it's a gravitational well.
We go there yeah. like
every week. We talk about Tom's dick. So. Sometimes when you see the moon, you know when you like the moon is hanging low in the sky. It's because it's drawn in by the gravitational pull of Tom's dick.
Yeah, you thought it was
it's so massive
like,
it might collapse yeah. in
read
on itself.
Read a book, New York. Read a fucking
no
book.
Time might collapse in on itself.
I mean, when
forget about New York. Stay woke.
When Tom had to get this space, he had to make special provisions for his dick.
Yeah. He was like, the ceilings are so high.
He's like, listen, this is a new building, so I just have to let you guys know, pretty big, pretty big.
I don't know if it's okay to say, but there's facial recognition out there. He doesn't use his face. He actually used the head of his penis.
Yeah,
he drew.
It's
that's what it says on his
getting into these hipster lofts is like getting to the fucking Death Star now. They're like, specimen 41152, welcome back.
What do you mean welcome back? This is literally our first time.
I know, but I'm saying now that they have his biomass, they made him, they took his face and then they made him ejaculate into a little cup. And then so they have his DNA and they have his face.
So every time he walks in the building, he has to ejaculate to prove his identity.
No, they just use the face, but they have it in case, you know?
Just in case his face isn't working.
Anyways, you guys have been listening to the Apocalypse on Radio Free Brooklyn.
If you like what you hear, go to patreon.org and donate to Radio Free Brooklyn.
And if you don't like what you hear, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, go fuck yourself, dick.
And you'll end up
What
in
have
hell.
You ever done? Yeah.
We are here every Friday at 2 p.m.
Be actually, men.
You know
be,
what, guys?
Stand up for yourselves. Be men. Come.
Let's recap some of our accomplishments.
Come to the...
We were right. About some serious shit, you and I, Soulmate.
Shopping what? Online can be a real hassle.
Some shit that we got. Speaking of getting cucked.
Yeah. Who got cucked?
I'd say.
We did.
No, I'd say.
About what? Who? Did, oh, we got cucked. Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we got.
By the long arm of.
That's
of,
yeah, by the long arm of corporate America and the thick arm of that's, corporate America also.
That's also how getting
we got
cucked
by journalism.
Yeah. But that is kind of.
Which is like.
To be expected, I guess.
Yeah, well.
Which is just below godliness. It goes godliness, journalism, cleanliness.
To be fair, we here at the podcast have a lot of accomplishments, so we might as well introduce ourselves.
Oh,
hi,
God.
I'm Pat. I'm the host of the podcast.
My name is Jad Slayman. I fear nothing. I'm a co-host of the podcast.
I am Andrew. I am just a guest.
Welcome, guest.
Thank you.
An podcast. I'm Sarah Steele. I eat brains.
And she fucks brains also.
I mean, you know, that's all part of it.
Yeah, it's all part of it.
Foreplay.
I prefer to remain anonymous.
Too late.
Okay, fine. I'm Soulmé.
Welcome back, Soulmé.
Yeah, man. It's been.
You've been
a
in
long
France.
Time.
Uh-huh. Oh, there is nothing to do in this country except eat bread and be shat on by pigeons. Oh, everyone thinks it's so romantic, but it's actually a hellhole.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Ugh.
Was yeah. there any butter?
Oh my God. Oh my God. Can I tell a funny story?
No.
Change the music.
No, it's from real life.
What?
No, really.
Yeah. No,
what do you mean? When? Since when? When did this rule happen?
Since you've been.
That's bullshit. Yeah.
Did you make it up? No, she's talking about real life.
No, I was going to talk about real life, but when did this rule go into effect? It's stupid.
Okay, let's hear your story.
Never mind. Now you guys.
We cucked your story.
You cucked my story. It was funny, and now I'm all anxious and awkward.
All right, no, if it's general and it doesn't relate too much to real life, let's hear it.
I mean, like,
come on, tell your story.
You know, you murdered the fucking.
Okay. I'll just quickly tell it since now you guys have fucked me up. All right. Basically, I was staying in France and I got an Airbnb and it was advertised in Montmartre, which is supposed to be a really nice neighborhood. Anyway, we get there and it's like the scariest place I've ever been in my life. It was like.
Oh, yeah, it's all dicks.
No.
Or
it was
it
like.
Pigalle?
It was, I forget the name of it now.
Where all the strip clubs are.
Barbas? Do you know where that is? Oh, my God.
Is that the name of a pirate?
No, that's actually Barabbas is the name of the person that was supposed to be crucified instead of Jesus, but they were like, give us Barabbas.
Well, this place looked like something out of Dante's Inferno. It was really, 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 really scary.
Like Southern California?
Okay.
Yeah. No, like, I don't know.
Hey.
Like a ghetto, Algerian ghetto in France.
And then what happened?
And then what happened? I mean, what happened? I hid in my apartment for a week, and then I left crying.
Yeah, France is horrible.
Yeah, it was bad.
Not a good story.
No, nope. I know. I'm just getting out, you know.
Well, now that the flow's been interrupted. Hey, let's each individually, one after the other, try and do something to fix the flow. Chad, you're first. Go. Now.
Oh, God. Well, I've got something to confess.
Please.
In the last few minutes of the Apocalypse.
Yep, let's hear it.
Well, as you guys know...
You've done some bad things.
What?
We all know you've done some very... Oh. Fucking horrible things.
Listen. I know you guys all think that I sabotaged the Apocalypse. Okay? I think you all know. You all think. Did I say no? I meant think. I think you guys all think that I betrayed the Apocalypse. But I didn't. You
hey,
see,
we'll think whatever the fuck we want, Jad.
Well, I didn't say no. I said think.
Okay.
Okay. So,
don't
you
perjure
didn't
yourself
say no
now.
Doesn't mean it was okay.
Listen, I'm not perjuring. Not perjuring.
No perjuring.
Yeah, you know, you all think I was plotting against. Think that I was plotting against you all. You know, but I wasn't.
Okay,
I never did. Anything.
Literally, never thought that until just now.
Well, but yeah, but it, you know,
have you ever met with Russians?
Well, I mean, of course, I've met with Russians.
I know your
but
brother's
not
name
to
is
sabotage the Apocalypse.
I just need to confirm.
I mean, which Russians?
Any of them. There seems to be a lot of them, and they're all just doing things.
I mean, if I did meet with Russians to sabotage the Apocalypse, which
wait,
Russians
wait, you just said
be?
You did meet with Russians to sabotage.
Well, guys, I mean, if I theoretically met with Russians to sabotage.
Do you recall, sir?
Power.
What? Of course not.
Well, guys.
Of course I don't remember anything.
Then
we gotta finish
the episode. Talking to you.
We gotta finish the episode the same way we finish all the episodes.
Oh shit.
Yep. We have to go out and confront the squid for a baptism. We here, by the way, at the Apocalypse are at a new studio.
It's a new location where
we look
can
like
practice
Swedish fucking DJs. Can you believe it? Me, a Swedish DJ.
Nude. Under the moonlight.
Under the
Where's
moonlight.
Where's your accent?
I'm from Sweden. Wow. That's exactly how people from Sweden sound.
How tall are you?
I'm so tall, man. I'm Swedish. Whoa.
How do the Danes sound?
They're so tall.
They're like, oh, you're from Denmark. Yeah.
Wait, that's much better. That's still not good. But
how do the Turks sound, Pat?
Oh, the Turks? They're like... Guys, you guys have been listening to the Apocalypse. Listen, Jed... Let's rebaptize you.
Rebaptize me?
No, you know what? Fuck
Why do
it.
I
Let's
need
baptize
to be rebaptized.
Andrew.
Please. Just take me. I want to give myself to the Apocalypse. And I don't know how else to show my love. Please just forgive me.
Well, you're almost nude, but you need to remove your socks.
But it's
no, it just, it's not a good
But
look.
The floor is cold.
It's not a good look, dude.
Okay.
Nope. Remove All your right. socks.
Yeah.
Jesus
well, now,
him.
Now, guys, that we're out here. On the barge.
Oh, Lord, do you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
He's
oh,
more
boy.
Than that to me. I really
oh,
want him. I just
guys,
wanna...
the squid alarm.
Oh, please.
Will you
Listen, Andrew, you gotta
squid.
Plunge into the water.
Okay.
Hang on,
okay.
Oh, man. That squid. Oh. That squid's horny, man.
Oh, that squid's passing by us near it. Hang on, everybody.
Submit
brace.
To the
oh,
squid,
that's...
for it is my arm.
Oh, that squid's got the spirit of Roy Moore.
Drink of this
oh,
water,
boy.
For it is my pus.
Oh, man.
That squid
Whoa,
has got...
That's a giant squid.
That squid has got the spirit of Charlie Rose.
Oh.
Damn.
Is it wearing a bathrobe?
Topical.
Does it have a button under its desk?
Oh.
That squid has got the spirit of Matt Lauer.
Is someone going to push
oh,
me in?
Oh, okay, no, not yet.
And then he cupped my ass with his tentacle.
I mean, at least it's shapely. It just...
Yeah.
Suctiony.
Yeah, yeah.
If Andrew is true and sincere to the Apocalypse, then he'll be ready to be thrown into the water.
Okay, I think I'm ready.
Okay, ready? Oh, there he goes.
Yikes.
Oh. Oh, jeez. I don't know. That was a little bit.
Oh, right. God. There he goes.
Oh, we gotta use Luke.
Oh, he's... Oh, that squid has got a hold of Andrew.
Oh. Guys, here comes a squid.
Oh, wow. This one's
Everybody cries the first time.
So tender. What a tender squid.
Oh, God, everyone's... you guys have been listening to the Apostlecast on Radio Free Brooklyn.